To me, she said,
you can talk to me.
Come on, come talk to me.
All we need to do is make sure we keep talking.
Musical Conversations.
This is Stan. It is Musical Conversations. Guest is Heather.
Hi.
Welcome. How would you like to be introduced, other than that's your name, and why are you on Musical Conversations? What's going on?
Since it is your first show of the year,
Yeah. And
you were kind of wanting me to come on anyway to...
I like to talk about music with anybody and everybody, so it wasn't... Yeah,
but
I'm kidding.
I know. But I thought it might be a good opportunity to throw some cards,
awesome. Some
tarot cards for the new year, and see what might be developing.
Mm-hmm.
And
how would you describe yourself and your ability with that?
I've been reading cards, tarot cards, for, 30 years now.
Okay.
I read intuitively. Mm-hmm. I also notice that when I have, through my clients, that if there are any, I guess, universal themes that come up, for lack of a better description, I tend to pay attention. And there have been some universal themes that have come up over the past year, mm-hmm. about how we need to proceed going forward.
Okay. That's amazing and interesting. So there is like a universal mind going on, a universal collective.
That is what I perceive, because it keeps coming up.
Okay, different various things keep coming up.
Yes, yes.
Various specific topics repeat themselves. And it's not just the deck you're using that happens to have these cards that float to the top or whatever else. It's
no.
You're shaking your head.
No, it's not the cards.
Okay.
It's not the cards. It's the energy... the subject matter that comes up, that mm-hmm. there's a theme that keeps repeating itself. And a lot of it is around finances.
Yeah.
And
it's a financially tough time.
And honestly, cooperation.
Well, fuck you. What the hell are you talking about? Oh, go on.
Funny guy.
No, say these things.
Funny guy.
Ha.
A lot about cooperation.
In what way?
Cooperation and collaboration that... Okay. When it comes to money and how we make our money, we need to think outside of the side of the box.
Okay.
You know, it used to be that you could get your 8-to-5 job and you mm-hmm. could expect to make a living and all would be well, right?
Right.
Well, with the current economy, with the lack of jobs or lack of well-paying jobs, people are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So what I keep seeing is that we need to push ourselves to think outside of our box, to be more creative about it. So
okay.
that means that it might be that you need to do 2 or 3 things to bring your income in. Like,
okay.
you know, like the person that has that part-time job or that full-time job, but is also a crafter on the side.
Okay. You get out there and make something, is
right.
what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. Now I have a question.
Yes.
This is just cards and intuitive reading.
Mm-hmm.
You're not an astrologer.
No.
The stars are up there, and that's about it.
I know a little bit.
Right.
And sometimes I'll integrate astrology when I feel it's useful or
okay.
relevant.
Okay. A lot of people are of the opinion that, sure, you can get a reading of forecasting from cards because they're right there and tangible, but planets that are out there, you know, affecting you, How well, you know,
my concern,
how much influence could that possibly have?
Well, I mean, we're all part of it. I mean, we're star stuff.
Yeah,
we're stardust.
We're golden.
I have
to interject there. Not terribly long ago, we saw David Crosby, and he closed with that song that has those lyrics, Woodstock. Amazing. Anyway.
It was amazing, but we digress.
I did that on my own. Go on. Stardust. We are golden.
Where are you? And
everywhere.
We, you know, and to carry that theme, we do kind of need to get ourselves back to the garden. And that means working in collaboration, working together, working as a support system. Like maybe our system of trade isn't necessarily about cash. Maybe it's about bartering. Maybe it's about, you know, living in community. When there was a time when we used to raise barns together, that we need to start.
You're saying we should go Amish?
Not necessarily, but you know, there's some values there that probably wouldn't hurt us too much pick up. That we need to work together to support each other and to be in community in that way. So we need to start looking at money and survival in a very different way. And it's pretty apparent to me that we live in a very divisive culture, and we need to start looking at ways to bridge that gap. And one of the ways to do that is to realize that we can't do this alone. We just can't.
Okay.
We are social creatures, and we need each other.
Okay. That's fascinating and amazing. Let's settle in here. Musical Conversations, first one of 2017. Heather Gaffney Darnell is in. This is Stan. Let's go to that song that came up, because that's what Musical Conversations does. We talk about a song and bring it up. We mentioned CSN's Woodstock.
Sure.
As David Crosby had said on the stage that night, you know, talking about songwriters and some of the great songwriters, mentions, you know, like Bob and, well, Joni. Woodstock, Crosby, Stills, Nash, the conversation led to it because we were there. We are stardust. We are golden.
We are.
We are. This is Stan. It's Musical Conversations. Heather Gaffney Darnell is in, and we're talking, well, we're talking everything, but it's Musical Conversations, so music had to be included. Now, one of the things that you were looking at is looking and seeing what's, you know, what's up, what's going on. The themes that you've seen lately have been that we need to work together.
This is just an example of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We are needing to work in collaboration with each other so that way everybody's supported. You know, to do a craft business means you need to keep up stock. Well, keeping up stock takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of man hours, and sometimes you need a little help in that.
Right.
You know, and I look at things just in, like, just the spiritual community alone. You have the people putting on Pagan Pride. You have, you know, people in the metaphysical community that are bringing together different different events, psychic fairs, which benefit me greatly.
Well, there are a lot of also interfaith things going on, and that's where, you know, the strong Muslim community, the strong, you know, Buddhists and everything else, and they're trying to collaborate, it seems, trying to bring things together.
There are things. I mean, Mecklenburg Ministries has been a force in Mecklenburg County for quite some time.
And, of course, Mecklenburg County is the one that Charlotte's in for people who aren't in the North Carolina region, you know, or the Charlotte region.
There are a number of faith communities that belong to that, and not all of them are Christian.
Right.
And then you have an interfaith, the Foothills Interfaith Group, that is rooted in Lincoln County. So you have people
Which is a bit to the west.
Yes, to the west, going into the Foothills. And then we have, you know, several churches that have popped up in the Charlotte metro area that are interfaith or New Thought. Spiritual Light Center of Charlotte is a good example of an interfaith congregation where it doesn't matter what your perception of God is. Anybody can go.
Right.
But, you know, there's that.
Well, because to me that's all a very personal thing anyway. And, you know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So with all this, there is has been a lot of collaboration going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen the need for it.
I've seen the need of it. And I'm also seeing, you know, stepping out of the issue around economics, you know, just social issues, the issue around race, around around sexuality, that there are some of us who have privilege, that we're learning to be good allies for people that have been marginalized, that we're all in conversation with this now, and they're conversations that are long overdue. I mean, the fact that we had a riot in uptown Charlotte is definitely
not just one. I mean, like,
not just one, but, you know, it's like we need to have a conversation about what's happening and how do we fix this and how do we make it? Because, I mean,
the unrest that happened was it's major.
It is major, and I feel like it's kind of like
happening as a result of it. Let's not get political. However, the statements out there being made that, you know, a certain bunch are just this and a certain bunch are just that.
Well, here's the unfortunate piece is that you almost can't, if we're going to create change, if we're going to create shift, we have to be a little political about it.
Yeah, true.
It's damned uncomfortable. I hate it. Like, I hate politics. But I also have a strong sense of social justice, and I want to do right by the people in my life who are marginalized, that are, you know, that are in a position that I'm not, and I can only begin to wrap my head around. Subtext there, I think, is to make an asserted effort to step into some form of cognitive empathy with each other, to try to walk a mile in each other's shoes, to see where the other person is, and how can we create some understanding where everybody gets the other person.
Moving forward.
I actually went ahead and pulled some cards, just going with the general energy of what's happening right now.
Okay.
And we're starting off the year with the Prince of Wands, which is kind of a vibrant start, because the Prince of Wands is all about movement. He's all about physical movement. He is all about creative movement. The knights in the tarot tend to be very brash and are all about activity. So,
is a prince a knight?
A prince is a knight, yes.
Okay. Clarification.
Apologies.
I'm just asking him. I'm trying to
keep
up.
It depends. It varies from deck to deck. So,
okay.
A knight are also princes in the tarot. But like I said, the Knight of Wands, Prince of Wands, is that fire energy in action, that there's movement, that there's a need for shift, that there's a need for change, that there's a need for action. And that, given certain, political shifts, that people are very called to action right now and to create change. Moving forward, and this actually makes me pretty happy, that if we're going to go month by month, let's say that, our January is that Knight of Wands and moving into the Sun. And the Sun is all about clarity, illumination, communication. It's a positive card. It's an uplifting card. So what I'm feeling from this at this time is that not only is there more dialogue happening about, stepping into truth and stepping into connection and seeing and being seen, that there's a revelation of truth going on.
So there's more light being shown on things.
On things.
Okay.
And we'll leave the word things in quotations for anybody to perceive that however they would like.
Right. Because, let's stick with January on that. Keep going.
Moving forward from that, we have the Page of Cups. And the Page of Cups, pages are kind of like the youth of the tarot, that they have a very embodied quality.
Okay.
So you know how children are. Children are very in their bodies.
Yeah.
And
It's they've been referred to as having more energy than their bodies can fit. And if I had all that energy, you do.
If only we could bottle it and market it, right?
Bottle it and all those statements, yeah.
But with cups is all about emotion. So it's a couple of things. It's our capacity to be in self-care. But I'm seeing people really analyzing themselves when it comes to where they are emotionally about what's going on right now. A friend of mine jokes that I am the processing queen, but the word process really does fit here, is that a lot of people are very much in a process right now.
Okay.
Trying to see where they are. Like, people are moving through a lot of fear, a lot of anger, a lot of mistrust that, and the other thing that's come up, and I feel like this also is in alignment with this, is that because we're leaving 2016, like it's almost like the year that shall not be named, to move fully into this new year, that people are, like, we're clearing out the stuff, the demons of the past.
The muck.
And I think 2016 was a year of having to really look at some stuff that was really uncomfortable.
Our mortality.
And, not just that, but that we're kind of looking at the world machine, how we have to deal with things on a business level, on a political level, that it's not pretty, that the machines that run our world are not very pretty, and that's in revelation. And how do we reflect that back and forth to each other, because it's all a mirror anyway,
right? Okay.
But there's a lot of shadow work that's being done right now, because we have to look at our stuff. It's imperative that we look at our stuff and heal it. And the Page of Cups is our capacity to heal.
Okay. Are you ready for a break?
I am.
I have a song that came to my mind. The Electric Light Orchestra. We're talking about light. We're talking about the sun coming out. And this is what I consider to be a later era. It's many people call it their disco era. And no, it's not Don't Bring Me Down, but it's Shine a Little Love. This is Stan. It's Musical Conversations. Heather is in. And we're going to the Electric Light Orchestra. Let's see where we go from there. The Electric Light Orchestra. There's somebody a little out there that likes ELO. Well, that's always a good thing, right? Right. This is Stan. It's Musical Conversations. Heather Gaffney Darnell is in, and we're talking, well, Future Tellings, really. Now, Future Tellings is the article that you write in WTFCLT. That came about because the publisher thought of you first, really. Basically, I sat there and said, I want to have, you know, like an astrology page, but I don't want it to be an astrology page. I want it to be about everything else because, you know, all these magazines have astrology pages. And what you do is you read just what's talking about you, your sign. No. I want people to read the entire article. There's got to be more. There's a better way of going about this. And so I said, hey, Heather, what do you think? And you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love the idea. And it took off. And now you are She Who Wears Many Hats.
Yes.
Yes.
I write a column. I edit articles. I'm reviewing music.
Isn't it fun, though?
It is fun. You know, it is fun.
I like that. However, but we digress. Stan, it's Musical Conversations, Heather Gaffney Darnell. What have we done so far? We looked at a couple of cards.
We have Prince of Wands or Knight of Wands, The Sun, and the Page of Cups.
Okay. And what we're really talking about is 2017, and we're looking forward to it. And so where do we go from here?
And I should say something about this spread that I went ahead and pulled 12 cards with the intention of it being the 12 months of the year. And it's what
is that
it's
the way it's presenting?
No, it's not. Oh. It's not presenting that way at all. It's presenting a very, very mixed bag. And one of the conversations that's happened already is that we feel like 2017 is maybe a year of extremes. That things that are hard are going to seem really, really hard. And the things that are awesome are going to be really, really, really awesome. And that...
So we're going to struggle to have great times?
No.
Okay.
That's not what I said.
No. Well, okay. So we're going to struggle and have great times.
That when you do struggle, it may be a particularly hard lesson.
Okay.
And that your attitude and how you choose to approach it and deal with it is going to make all of the difference in the world.
Okay. In other words, be happy. No, be positive in your actions and your intent in what you're doing.
Attempt to. And if you can't get positive or you can't get happy, then look at why you can't get there. Oh. Again, shadow work. It's looking at where do you hold yourself back.
Okay. Can you give a quick overview of shadow work?
Quick overview of shadow work. Your shadow self is the part of your consciousness that it's kind of like your inner primal, your inner warrior, your inner that part of yourself that protects you.
Oh.
And when we become wounded, when we get hurt, when we are attacked, when we have issues, that this part of the self holds all of our wounds and our faults and our self-sabotages.
Okay.
And it's a self-protect, you know, and some of our self-sabotage is actually self-protective device.
Mm-hmm.
And that by doing shadow work, you can get to know this part of yourself and you can work through the wounds and you can step into a place of wholeness. So that way the part that's intended to actually protect you isn't working against you. Make sense?
Interesting. It does make sense. That's fascinating.
And if you want more background on that, Carl Jung is your friend.
Carl Jung is your friend. Spelled J-U-N-G.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, mindfulness, I'm being reminded, is the word that I was looking for. Mindfulness.
That's a very good word.
So are we ready to move on as we're talking about shadow work?
Well, yeah, because the next card is pretty appropriate to the particular issue, the Devil card.
Oh.
Has shown up. And the Devil card is interesting in that it gets a bad rap. It's not about an ultimate source of evil. It is more about how we get really, really caught up in our sense of physical reality and how we become a slave to it and we feel bound by our situations. Normally, when you see the Devil card, you have the devil on his throne with a man and a woman standing in front of him with chains around their necks. What's important to know about those chains is that those chains can be removed at any moment. So going with that idea of stepping out of self-sabotage, stepping out of self-bondage, acknowledging the darker aspects of the self, the more primal aspects of the self, that by becoming friends with it and healing, you can step into freedom rather than being bound by it, that you can take the chains off at any time.
Okay.
And that's going to be really important in this coming year.
Hmm. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. You know, you're talking about that inner child, and this happened once before where a certain song hit me in a previous conversation about that, and I hate to bring up previous conversations because other people weren't there. However, the one thing about the inner child, the song that hit me, was one called by the Smashing Pumpkins called Disarm. You think that's
oh yeah.
An appropriate piece to play right now?
Mm-hmm.
She says doesn't okay.
Yes.
Yes. And then we will continue through and talk about other details and such, but it's the one song as we go back to that topic that had come to my mind.
Meet you. Hope you guessed my name. when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and its ministers, Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank, when the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies sank.
The Stones, because it led to it, right? Sympathy for the Devil. And before that, Disarm. Smashing Pumpkins, two songs. Well, the conversation led to them. In what ways? I mean, tell me a little bit more of why I played Sympathy for the Devil.
Well, I told you, the devil gets a bad rap.
Okay.
You know, the idea of the scapegoat. You know, when we think of the devil, we think of something or a creature or an entity that needs to be blamed for everything that goes wrong in our world.
Yeah, because it had its own motivations.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's what we typically think of.
Right.
However,
on an esoteric level, devil is the lord of Malkuth. And Malkuth is, you know, Middle Earth. It's the ground we walk on. It's our physicality.
Okay. So, not like in Hobbit's Middle Earth, but go on.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
That, you know, we're that space between our mythical heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm. Midgard.
Midgard, exactly.
Yeah.
And what I think is interesting is the following card is the Ace of Cups. And
okay.
Part of the devil is being in emotional bondage, how we sit on our emotions, how we don't let ourselves feel, and can represent our uglier emotions, our anger, our jealousy, our rage, our grief. So going back to the idea of the Page of Cups that we looked at earlier about acknowledging, healing ourselves, that this, again, a lot of emotions are coming up right now, and I believe that they will continue to.
Okay.
That emotions will definitely continue to come up. And because, you know, the Ace of Cups is that raw emotion. It's raw, unhindered, unformed, undirected. It's emotion in its purest form. And it encompasses all of them.
Powerful.
The following cards are important.
Well, you're talking about emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And do the following cards lead into that? Talk about that? And what's the source of these emotions? What's pushing them?
What's pushing them?
Yeah.
Life.
Okay.
Life. you know, we have a lot of change. We have a lot of change, and it's happening quickly, and not necessarily in a direction that people want it to be.
Okay.
And moving in a direction that where some people think that that's where they want it to be. And, you know, I'm trying not to go political with this because I don't want to go there. But I think that.
But you also, when I presented those same statements, you also said, no, we kind of have to now.
We kind of have to because
Okay.
It's gotten to the point where the machine, political economic machine, we're kind of a slave to it.
Okay.
And the devil is representative of that, and how we feel about it is kind of important.
Mm-hmm.
And our dissatisfaction around that is becoming very evident, that people are pissed.
Well, and there's a lot of people who are, you know, butthurt about things but upset in various ways. And there's a lot of heavy emotions all the way.
And people are scared.
Yeah.
And people are scared on both sides of almost every equation.
Yes. Yes. Now, the one thing on musical conversations as we go, I don't believe that one particular genre should be played more than others or anything like that, though I am a progressive rock guy. I tend to stick there often. However, I also tend to go wherever the muse leads. And all of these statements about the emotions are leading me to a particular version of a song called, well, Emotion.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. It's over and done, but the heartache lives on inside. And who is the one?
somebody you're clinging to instead of me tonight.
And where are you now?
Now that I need you.
Tears on my pillow.
Wherever you go, go.
I cry me a river
that leads to your ocean. You'll never see me fall apart.
In the words of a broken heart, it's just emotions taking me over. Caught up in sorrow, lost in the song. But if you don't come back, come home to me, darling.
Don't you know there's
nobody left in this world to hold me tight?
Don't you know there's
nobody left in this world to kiss goodnight?
Kiss goodnight. Goodnight.
Goodnight.
I'm there at your side, a part of all the things you are. But you gotta find a soul out. You gotta go find your shining star.
And where are you now?
Now that I need you.
Tears on my pillow.
Wherever you are.
Cry me a river.
It's to your ocean. You never see me.
It's just emotions
taking me over.
Caught up in sorrow, lost in the song.
But if you don't come back, come home to me, darling. Don't you know that
nobody left in this world to hold me tight.
Nobody left in this world to hold me tight.
Nobody left in this world.
Nobody left in this world. Now,
where are you now?
Now that I need you, you.
Tears on my pillow.
Wherever you go.
I cry me a river
that leads to your ocean. You'll never see me fall apart.
In the words of a broken heart, it's just emotions taking me over.
I'm caught up in sorrow,
lost in the sun.
Don't you know I'm left without
you,
baby?
But if you don't come back, come home to me, darling. Nobody left in this world to hold me tight.
Nobody to hold me.
Nobody left in this world to kiss me.
Nobody to kiss.
So you're talking about emotion and how raw they are and how intense they are and or will be. And so that song, that piece came to mind. But that specific one, the a cappella version of Emotion, that's done by, Destiny's Child. You believe that shit? I played that. Anyway, this is Stan. It's Musical Conversations. Heather Gaffney Darnell is in, and we're talking, 2017. Here we are at the beginning of it. And looking out, and let's get a glimpse into what's up, what's there. And so, author of the Future Tellings article in WTFCLT, Heather has laid out some cards, and we've talked about so far. Let's give a quick recap here.
Knight of Wands, the Sun, Page of Cups, the Devil. And now we're up to Ace of Cups.
Ace of Cups. We did. I thought, okay. Is there more on the Ace of Cups?
Well, you said we will be raw. No, I think we are. I think we're there.
Okay.
That we were pretty raw coming into. That we're still licking our wounds from 2016.
Well, 2016 was. I mean, these people that we love so much. The celebrities and everything, but also a lot of people had personal losses.
Yes.
And that's terrible. That's raw inducing. That's shredding.
Well,
is the word I'm trying
that
to get
and
to.
You know, there's been some political decisions that genuinely have people very scared.
Yeah.
People are very scared right now about what's coming in the next year. And the
Indians were in the World Series and lost to the Cubs. What the hell is this? Then the elections and everything else that, we'll leave it at that for now. But there's a raw feeling. And the year really had already begun with this terrible feelings going on, these terrible events happening.
Well, but to be clear, sometimes we have to be broken wide open in order to effect change.
Yeah, but David Bowie, then Prince, boom, boom.
I know. Damn it. Princess Leia.
And then her mother.
Jeez. But, you know, we lost people that were very iconic.
Iconic. But these, and they have said, why are these people so important to us? They're just people. Because the things they've done have meant so much to us. You know? In Force Awakens, seeing Princess Leia show up, General Leia, I'm like, tears.
It's more than that, though. I mean, let's look at, like, David Bowie and Prince are two really good examples of edge pushers.
Okay. Yeah.
That they are liminal in their representation. They tend to be very gender fluid.
Yeah.
Their music is cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
They break all boundaries that they were both very capable of reinventing themselves in any given moment. I mean, hell, Prince couldn't use his own name for a while.
Right, right.
So,
right.
I mean, people have to understand that they're more than just people. They're iconic and they're archetypal in that we're the representative of what culture is starting to become, where we're starting to break the boundaries of race, of gender, of that they're very representative of these things.
Yeah.
And then on a personal note, Carrie Fisher, I saw Star Wars A New Hope when I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
When I already thought that boys were supposed to be in charge.
Wow.
And then suddenly you have this young, pretty lady in a white dress who's a princess giving orders and kicking ass and taking names. And I was very confused by this because girls weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah. And statistically still the best shot in all the movies.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, statistically women are better shots, but you know, I digress.
And the other side of that is there's everybody else's stormtroopers shooting at them. So and they, you know, it's an ongoing joke that they can't hit a damn thing. However,
so, you know, again, iconic, archetypal, and then, you know, as an actress, as a person, she went on to be an advocate for mental illness and destigmatizing of that, which is also very important in our culture that seems to be rampant with the issues of depression, anxiety. She was bipolar. You know, I mean, that. So you have to look beyond the person and see what they meant.
Who they were as were as a person, not just the roles they played.
Right, exactly.
You know,
that they represented something
Debbie
much
Reynolds
bigger
was
than
not just
themselves.
Singing in the Rain.
Exactly. As adorable as she was in Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, but also at 19 years old, Gene Kelly at 40, but...
Yeah, exactly.
However, that started her career.
Right.
It's really from that point on, you know, amazing number of things.
And this actually gives us a good segue into the next couple of cards.
I like segues.
We've got the Seven of Swords and the Four of Swords. And the Seven of Swords is a rough card because it's a betrayal card. It's about backstabbing. So it represents a couple of things for us in the coming year. And you need to keep your own counsel that we're, let's face it, media, you're fed a lot of bullshit.
Yes.
We are fed a lot of bullshit that we need to start listening to our inner voice a little more.
Okay.
Listening to our own hearts and our own conscience a little more. And that if we're seeking outside information, do some research. Quit taking things at face value. That we cannot afford to be reactive to things. Swords are very logical. They're very linear and very logical. So it's important that we start to get, you know, kind of step. Yeah, we're raw. Yeah, we're emotional. But at some point, we need to step out of that and be a little more logical about who and what we trust. And here's the other fun part about this is that, yeah, it's betrayal. Yeah, it's untrustworthiness. But it's also the issues that people have with hiding it. That you have people that lie. You have people that try to keep on a mask. But they're not very good at it. And people's masks are starting to slip. That the past election was a really good, like, we're starting to see the machine. Like, there's all this stuff coming up around the election and how it was not done honestly. That you had people on both sides pulling strings and miscounting votes deliberately. And then, you know, we won't even get into Russia. But, you know, I mean, all of this stuff is starting to float to the surface. Well, I don't think it's going to stop. I think anything that has been hidden to come to, and that we continue to demand the truth, that we want to know what the heck is really going on. That rolls us into the Four of Swords. And the Four of Swords is about keeping your boundaries and making ready. That it's a time of preparation. It's a time to restore your energy and to create positive boundaries for ourselves. So it's making wise choices about the kind of people that we let into our lives, cutting off toxic relationships, staying true to ourselves. And with that in mind, that while we're calling people out on their dishonesty, we need to be honest with ourselves. Like, you know, am I being in integrity with my life?
Right.
And am I walking that talk? You know, I'm demanding integrity, but am I doing the same thing?
That's interesting. Now, I have another song. One of my favorite actresses came through town just recently, Alicia Witt. She's also a musician. I've watched her. Actually, I first noticed her in Dune as Alia, the original Dune. From that point on, I watched her, you know, she was Sybil Shepherd's daughter on her TV show. She was in Four Rooms. She's done many, many, like, David Lynch movies, but Christmas movies, and she's a classically trained piano player. Well, the song that she, actually, you go to her website, and after signing up for the newsletter, you can download for free. I am freaking out that this woman wrote this song and how accurate it was, you know, for me at the time that I, and it also ties in exactly, and that's my whole point, is it ties in exactly with what you're saying here. The song is called Fighting for Crumbs, and I asked her about it, and she said that what she had done was written a poem many years earlier. The song is only about a year old, and at some point she was working with somebody who was acting and all of that, but has solely focused on music, and they wanted to work together. And he came up with some music, and she says, you know, I've got these lyrics. I've got this poem. And he pieced it together and came up with this song called Fighting for Crumbs. And it was pretty amazing. She's amazing. She was here also for the Walker Stalker convention because she was on Walking Dead. I believe it was. You know, and again, also the guys working at the Evening Muse were like, oh my God, she's lovely. She's wonderful. She's just, you know, easy to talk to and great. And it was very nice hanging out with her. That's my whole point on all of what I said before. However, everything that you were just saying just now about holding on to who you are and realizing boundaries comes through in this song.
Awesome.
Fighting for Crumbs by Alicia Witt.
Awesome.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm. Damn my intuition, here it goes. Wish I didn't know the things I know. You're backing off from me. I saw it happening the moment she came back to you. You never said so, didn't have to. That sinking feeling always knew. I don't understand, you're trying to hide it, but you can't. Don't need to tell me that it's true. Looks like it's time to walk away. Looks like my moment here is done. Your heart is broken in too many pieces. It's the most that you don't know this. I hear what you don't say. I see it on your face. Leaving out the truth is still a lie. Looks like it's time to walk away. Looks like my moment here is done. Your heart is broken in too many pieces. And I'm not fighting for crumbs. It's time to walk away. Looks like my moment here is done. Your heart is broken in too many pieces. And I'm not fighting for crumbs. Looks like my moment here is done. Your heart is broken in too many pieces. And I'm not fighting for crumbs. Looks like it's time to walk away. Looks like my moment here is done. Your heart is broken in too many pieces.
And very soon I'm going to pick up the rest of her catalog because it's amazing. This is Stan. It's Musical Conversations. And Heather Gaffney Darnell is in. And we're talking, well, let's looking forward. She does future tellings in WTFCLT, the magazine, Journal of Arts and Entertainment in the Charlotte region. Has this been like an energetic thing, a feeling, a building?
Yeah, I mean, I admit, I think that some of the writing that I've done has gotten maybe just a little preachy.
Oh.
Because
okay.
I feel like it's a time to be very self-reflective.
Okay.
Self-reflective, self-analytic. And okay. I don't mean picking ourselves apart. Just, you know, I think Kiara used the right word, mindfulness. Being mindful
okay.
of what we're doing and how we're interacting with our world. And noticing, you know, when we have a criticism about something that's going on, how does that reflect?
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about me?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Why am I reacting to this? What is going on with me that
mm-hmm.
would create a specific reaction or criticism or observation?
Yeah. Okay. Fascinating. So where were we?
We were on the Four of Swords, and the Four of Swords, like I reiterated.
Fighting for Crumbs led into that. By the way, I'd like to know what people think of that song, and Alicia Witt's, well, her musicianship, but her voice and everything, and the theme. I want to hear.
Amazing.
It's an amazing song, and
it speaks to me.
Yeah,
the cards have redirected into Pentacles. Pentacles are all about money, mundanity. Our jobs, our homes, our lives. And what came up was the Ten of Pentacles, which is a happy thing. It is about stepping into our abundance fully. Mm-hmm. I joke that it is the house and picket fence card, that it's like representative of a dream fully realized and stepping into that. The caveat to that is that, you know, we have a saying in Misfits, you know, having enough, and may you have enough and enough to share.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that this card is saying that you should, that should you have enough, that you should share. That part of prosperity is not just the accumulation of wealth, it is the movement and flow of wealth. So going back to this idea about how we need to reanalyze our wealth and how we share wealth, that it be collaborative, that we share, that we support, that we create opportunities for each other so that way everybody benefits. You know, nobody should go hungry or houseless in this world. Nobody.
Right. It was Charlie Chaplin in The Little Dictator who said, you know, we've got enough food for the world. We've got all of this. It's a great speech. You know, and when did it come out? You know?
Yes.
And he's making those observations then.
But, you know, the card is kind of saying, okay, great, you've got all of this abundance, and that's a good thing. That's not, you know, it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing, and it's an opportunity to share that wealth with others, that we can all be mm-hmm. prosperous together. And we can tie in with that the Knight of Pentacles. And the Knight of Pentacles, he's the worker.
Okay.
You know, like I said, knights and princes are all about action. So being that earth sign, that pentacle is all about mundanity and work and our livelihoods. It's about putting ourselves into our work. That we need to embody our work more, that we need to work together. And there is an aspect of the Knight of Pentacles that is about working in community. Working with each other, working collaboratively. So again, you know, we talked about it at the very beginning, and here it is right in the middle of the spread.
Yeah.
That this is a piece of what's coming in to this year, that we need to look at things. Like if we're going to grow a garden, we need to grow the garden together.
Oh, okay. So if we work together, we can make it.
I feel yes.
Okay.
I mean, granted, we may have to break a few rules and overcome some social obstacles, but I think it's completely doable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's already research that says that if any kind of fallen civilization were to occur, mm-hmm. it's people that have already established cooperative communities that are going to be the ones that survive.
Ah, okay.
Because they're already working together for the common good.
Interesting.
Tribal thinking. It's a beautiful thing.
Communal thinking? Communistic thinking? Is that, do you find that? There is living intentionally, intentional communities. There is that aspect, helping each other in multiple ways and all of that. However,
I don't feel that. I mean, I guess you could go there. Some people could easily go there. But at the same time, I feel like rather than it being communism, it's more
right.
like
instead
I still
of the political
like
structure.
It's not a political or I mean, there is an economic structure there because it is cooperative and collaborative, but it's based on the strengths of the individual, and you're not supposed to be an individual in a communist society.
Okay. Well, before we move on, how about another song?
Sure.
This is what we do on Musical Conversations, and I like this.
I think this has been fun.
This is wonderful. Anyway, this is Stan. It's Musical Conversations. The song that I'm led to also ties in with the events of encountering other people that we have done working on WTFCLT. We went to see David Crosby. It was an amazing concert at the McGlowan, and the band was astounding.
Amazing.
The band was just handpicked, great, wonderful. Remember Snarky Puppy? And then the Becca Stevens Band. Each member headed their own band and had to work together to work with David. And are you going to turn down a tour with David Crosby?
No.
No. And I'd like to thank Bill Stevens, Becca's brother, for allowing us and introducing us to David and letting us hang out and everything. I then asked Becca directly, you know, where may I get your music? And she directed me to the merch table, of course, as well as she should. And I was able to pick up an album of hers. The thing is amazing and different. I mean, it's the entire thing, start to finish, is quite unique.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I love cover songs. I love it when a band takes a piece of music and turns it into their own. We just recently heard that with that version, that a cappella version of Emotion. It's a Bee Gees song. Of course, already you have the harmonies going, but to move it into an a cappella piece by Destiny's Child, that was really cool and neat. And got messages that Chris Bridges up there likes. Well, you know, love this version. Never heard it before. Well, the Becca Stevens Band, all of their approach to music is totally, is just really different, wouldn't you say?
Very.
Very. And unique and inspired. And the album is Perfect Animal. And the song, well, it's a Steve Winwood song. And absolutely... absolutely my favorite Steve Winwood's work, all the way through Traffic and Blind Faith and everything. And this is hands down my favorite song of his. And she took it to a different level, which is kind of amazing. Do you want to introduce it?
Becca Stevens Band, cover of Higher Love.
Think about it. Stars above, without it, life's wasted time. Look inside your heart and look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk blind and we
as done by Becca Stevens' band on the album Party Animal. She was a member of David Crosby's band when we saw David Crosby at the McGlowan Theater.
Pretty amazing. Where are we?
Well, this is Stan. It's Musical Conversations. Heather Gaffney Darnell is in, Future Tellings writer in WTFCLT, but also, how do you promote yourself? What is your business?
I have a couple. My individual business is The Phoenix Nest, and that is dedicated to doing readings and healings on an individual basis.
Okay.
An offering of classes. Most of my classes are focused on teaching tarot right now,
mm-hmm.
Shadow work that I teach with Autumn Austin.
Okay.
And that's out of where? Out of where? Well, Charlotte metro area.
Okay.
I'm kind of all over the place.
Where were we? Let's go back there. I'm not starting over.
We left off with the Knight of Pentacles and the idea of working in community, working hard on an individual basis. So I think it's, you know, work on every conceivable level, working in community, working together to achieve specific goals, working hard in our own livelihoods and mm-hmm. for our own lives, working on an emotional and for some people a spiritual level. If spirituality is your thing, it's not everybody's thing, and that's cool.
So now, let me interject here. So you don't consider what you've got going a spiritual thing? Or is that just an aspect of it?
It is an aspect of it. I tend to be pretty open-ended with the spiritual focus of my personal business just because not everybody considers themselves to be a spiritual person, and I get a lot of diversity at my table when somebody comes to me for a reading. That and the cards in and of themselves are pretty secular.
Okay.
They're allegorical. They're meant to tell a story. They're not, you know, they're not like Germanic runes, which are very tied in to, you know, mm-hmm. Northern European.
Right.
You know, deities.
Yes. So these tell stories. And that's why they're pretty pictures.
They are pretty pictures.
Where were you?
Where were we? We were leaving the Knight of Pentacles and moving into the Death card.
Okay.
So death. Now, death rarely means physical death.
Okay.
It does mean a closing of chapters. It means letting go of the old in favor of the new. It means letting go of your old life.
Mm-hmm.
To create a new life. And now's a good time to bring up the numerology of 2017, that we have moved out of a 9-year, which is the end of a cycle, into a 1-year, which is the beginning of a cycle.
So,
you know, we've got a reading here that's a really mixed bag, that, you know, you've got a lot of extremes going on here. So there's this power of choice going on because it's a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what death imparts. The skeleton that you see in the death card represents foundation. Mm-hmm. It's something to build upon. So yeah, there can be pain in that ending, but it means that there's an opportunity for something new and strong with strong foundation to be built. And I know on a personal note that I'm stepping away from certain parts of my life in favor of something completely new and different for myself. And that's, you know, and it's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful thing and a positive thing for a lot of people.
Very interesting. Let's go to music. This is Crazy Chapman and New Beginning. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Start all over, make a new beginning.
break the cycle. We can break the chain. We can start all over in the new beginning. We can learn, we can teach, we can share. Don't miss the dreams of prayer. The notion we can do better. Change our lives and paths. Create a new
Tracy Chapman and New Beginning from the album of the same name, New Beginning. And, yeah, it's kind of a universal mind there that has, it's not just us here that heard that song from what you were saying. Hello, Willow. And she says, you're reading my mind. I'm like, nope, it's part of the universal mind. It's the music. It is what happens on Musical Conversations that, well, we know what we're going to play. Okay, it's just kind of weird that way. This is Stan, it is Musical Conversations, and Heather Gaffney Darnell is here. We are most of the way through the card reading that she has done, and the idea of a new beginning is where we left off. So where do we then start from there?
We've got a couple of hard cards. The last two
hard are ones?
Hard. They're hard.
As if the Devil and Death and Seven of Swords and weren't that hard.
They're kind of like the icing on the challenge.
Okay. We're okay.
We have the Eight of Swords and we have the Eight of Cups.
Okay.
So
that's fascinating to me. Go on.
It's fascinating to me too, because in order for us to fully release, to step into that death, to release ourselves from bondage, to step into our abundance, to be cooperative and collaborative and to be in full communication and to be whole, Eight of Swords, you need to get out of your head. That the Eight of Swords has a lot to do with the feeling of being bound to our situations. But what is often depicted in the Eight of Swords is a woman who is blindfolded and surrounded by swords. and she has this terror of being cut by the swords, but she's bound. She can't even move, and she can't even see the swords. So if she can't see the swords, then it's obviously something going on in her thinking, in her consciousness, that makes her think that if she moves in any direction, that she's going to get cut. I mean, it's like, it's an enormous anxiety card. And I see it come up for a lot, for people who just get really, really bound up in worry and are terrified to make a move in any direction. And I feel like a lot of that is going on. You know, people want to make a move, they want to make a change, but they don't know how to make that happen because they're so bound up. Am I going to make a mistake? What if things go wrong? What if I fall on my ass? You know?
Yeah.
And then capping it off with that, with the Eight of Cups, which is descent. It's emotional release. It's letting go. It's sadness. It's remorse. It's grief. But it's kind of like sometimes the only way out is through.
Okay.
So.
Got to get in to get out.
Yeah. Like, wow. While you're stuck in your head about all these things that you think are wrong or are going to go wrong, you know, sometimes that imagined or perceived pain or grief is just part of the process. And it's like ripping off a cosmic Band-Aid. It hurts. Okay. It sucks. But sometimes you just need to allow yourself to go through it to get to the other side of it. So that way your world can expand and become better. Am I making sense?
Completely. Completely. It's definitely intriguing. We're at the end of it, though.
We are.
What does that leave off? Well, first off, you did 12 cards, and it's not necessarily linear. You didn't do them month by month or anything like that.
No, that was the intention going off, but my feeling immediately is like, no, this isn't linear. There's nothing linear about this. It's like you have specific themes that are going to be layering on top of one another and kind of ongoing. You may see these themes like float in and out of your life going forward. And, you know, my invitation to everybody who's listening is to kind of use these cards as a meditation that, you know, if you need release, if you need to end a chapter in your life, use the Death card to help you create a new foundation for yourself. If you need better communication, if you need illumination and truth in your life, focus on the sun.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to focus on boundaries, focus on the Four of Swords. If you need abundance and prosperity, focus on the Ten of Pentacles and the Knight of Pentacles. If you need creativity and you need movement, or, you know, like if you're wanting to change jobs, move into a new home, go to the other side of the country, Knight of Wands is your guy.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So you can actually use these cards individually as a meditation for what you want to focus on.
I love that.
And remember, the cards are allegorical. They tell a story.
Well, and yeah, and well, it all ties in. And music tells stories.
Yes, it does.
Okay. And I have always felt, and this is how I do my own, I call it my magic, but music to set moods and things of that nature. For example, well, if you go all the way back to the Big Bang, and from that moment on, everything is vibrating. And, you know, that's also the We Are Stardust kind of thing, and everything we are is, you know, comes from that. However, with everything in reality vibrating, we're vibrating. Music is vibrations.
Yes.
So vibrations, you know, reality is vibrations. Music is tuned vibration. Music is tuned reality.
Yes.
And so it affects me on that level. And I hear it, and I feel it, And there's, you know, a few others there. You know, for example, we mentioned that, like Willis said, start all over, standing reading my mind. She was talking about the song New Beginning, you know, and that came from what you were talking about, and how that song fit perfectly. Was Tracy Chapman thinking that when she wrote that song? Probably not. Not necessarily. However, I hear things like that in the music that, and that's the beauty of music to me, is that it can mean so many different things to so many different people and fit in this particular mood or mode or example.
Well, going back to my love of Carl Jung.
Yeah.
He believed strongly in synchronicity. And that we all have a collective.
Yeah.
We have a collective, and everything is contained within that collective, and that when we start connecting the dots in significant ways, that synchronicity, and so your ability to take music and attach it to certain meanings and concepts is mm-hmm. a piece of the collective.
Right, right.
And it's just kind of showing how everything is connected in some way, somehow. Because
right.
It's all energy. It's all vibration.
It is. Yeah. The Doors talked about it in Universal Mind. Jim was a huge Carl Jung fan. And I find that to be wonderful mm-hmm. and amazing and also enlightening. However, the other thing is, though, that... you were talking about having all of this baggage, basically, and then just trying to, you know, get rid of it. You know, this is stuff that's supposed to be sloughing off of us. My interpretation of your words. We talked about David Crosby, and, also very much a spiritual man, whether he knows it or not.
Right.
You could feel that in the room, and, you know, even when we were just standing there talking with him. Even him resting after being on stage, you know, sitting down backstage. Pretty cool, you know.
Intimidating.
Intimidating. Awesome, though. And just once again, I love that. However, the man had an album in 2014 called Cross that his son James Raymond had worked on with him. And, you know, I got to say that we had pictures taken of us with David Crosby, taken by his son, who happens to be a professional photographer, Django. Now, I know of Django because I'm a fan of David Crosby's, and I've read his books and everything. And I sat there, and I looked over at him. He's standing next to me, and I'm like, Django? Are you Django? I'm damn glad to meet you. You know, I've read about you. I know who you are. How cool is that, though, that happens? To him, you know, and he's like, yeah, that's kind of cool. Thank you. So the photos that will end up being published were taken by Django Crosby, and I think that's very cool because he's a damn good photographer in his own right. His father even said he's taken a few pictures before. However, going back, the song is called Set That Baggage Down. Now, listen to it, and you'll see why it screamed at me. Like, this is what Heather's talking about right here.
Trunk is filled with dusty air. Ghosts that live and still don't care. Resist the urge to turn around and set it down. Set that baggage down, down, down. Set that baggage down. Every friend that ran, everything that broke you, bury it in the sand. Set that baggage down, down, down. Set that baggage down.
toss it in the gutter, set it down by your feet. Walk on, walk on, walk on down that road. Walk on, walk on, no need to carry that load. No more, no more.
David Crosby from his album, Cross. This is Dan's Musical Conversations, and I'd like to thank you, Heather, for diving into the cards with me. It's very, very nice. It's a good exploration.
This was fun. This was great. This was unexpected.
It was. You said, sure, I'll be on Musical Conversations, and we'll do a reading of the year. And then as we start, I'm like, well, those the stuff you just said to me inspires me. And let me play Woodstock, and so what everyone has heard is something that has grown organically with the idea of taking the songs and playing them. I didn't plan any of these songs ahead of time.
No,
at all. It's what you're saying, and has inspired what I play.
And the cards that I laid out like moments before the show started. So.
Yeah. And so that's neat. It's serendipitous. It's wonderful. And I like how it all intertwines, because that's what we're doing. It's Musical Conversations. So thank you very much.
Thank you. There seems to be like a challenge around a little humility. You know, being humble in
okay.
a situation. And I think, I think that... Somebody must change. It's going to be a year of extremes. And that we've got work to do. We've got a lot of work to do.
It's interesting.
Individually and as a culture.